to have you all here this Christmas morning. And as you probably noticed, no effort has been spared for our service this morning because the clergy have been inventing a great machine. And this morning we've invented for you a time tester. And we're going to put various things into this wonderful machine which tests things against time. Do they really last? Do they really work out? So we're going to put a number of things in. Can I have one volunteer, please? Yes, in the blue there. Come help me up here. Come right round this side. Now here we have a nice Christmas present, and I'm told it has some biscuits in it. A box of biscuits. Now could you just feed it into the back of a time machine, then go round to the front. Right, now go round to the front. Let's see what's going to come out the other end. How extraordinary. The biscuits have all been eaten. All that's left is one bit of wrapping paper. You see, Christmas presents don't really last the test of time. They disappear. How very sad. Thank you so much. Let's have another volunteer as well. I think we'll have Andrew Bourne, I think, for this one. I know his weaknesses, so there's a bottle of red wine here. Now, Andrew, could you feed that in the back of the machine? And then go around the front, see what comes out. So good to have the little people helping today. Oh! Sadly, the Cote de Rhone has disappeared. You see, even bottles of red wine, they don't survive the test of time. And actually, the glass eventually breaks, doesn't it, and disappears as well. And have that as a consolation prize. Right. Now, let me tell you what I did last night. I managed to get hold of a snowman. And early this morning, I put the snowman into the time tester. I wonder what's happened to the snowman. Let's see what's going to happen to him. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. All that's left is a bowl of... The snowman has totally disappeared. He's melted. Isn't that sad? Let's try something else. Because I was given the other day a Christmas tree, which somebody didn't want as they went away. Let's put the Christmas tree in and see what happens. Whether the Christmas tree perhaps lasts a bit longer. Won't all go in. Let's see what... How very... Just a twig left. You see, Christmas trees don't last. They start dropping their needles and they return to the ground. That Christmas tree... Look, I think what we should do... I think we should put a person in, don't you? Who shall I pick on? William Gallagher. Let's have you. Come on. Now, come around the back. Let's see what happens when you go in. Slide on. What a... Now, isn't that sad? Just look at the deterioration down the years. Middle age spread. Oh, dear. I mean, he really is past it. You see, William Gallagher hasn't lasted. John, thank you so much. I think we can let your son out as well now. Come on out. Well done, John, for staying under there. You see, lots of things which we have at Christmas don't last, do they? They pass away so quickly. And therefore we ask ourselves, what's the point of celebrating Christmas? What really lasts about the Christmas message? What lasts forever? Let me have another two volunteers to hold something for me. Fairly tall people. Let's have one Turner and another Gallagher from there. And let's have you go and stand on the, by Richard there, holding that up. And you hold that up that side. Brilliant. Thank you very much. One thing which lasts is the fact that Jesus came as the king to rule. Now let's ask somebody else. Whose birthday are we celebrating today? Who are you going to tell me? Yes? Jesus. Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. Yes, his name was Jesus. And Christ wasn't just a surname. No, Christ as a name shows that Jesus was the anointed one, a descendant of David. Perhaps those of you a bit older later on can look at Matthew 1, verses 1 to 17, because there we have the genealogy of Jesus. And the genealogy has two crucial turning points. At one stage, it says in verse 6, talks about Jesse, the father of David, the king. It's a one occurrence, that little word, king. And then, a bit later on in verse 11 and 12, the little phrase comes twice. The deportation to Babylon. And mention is made of the onset of a Babylonian exile. Because that was when the monarchy was destroyed. And that's when the nation went off to Babylon in 587 BC. There was no king to take over. And from that time onwards, there was no heir following on from King David. There was nobody on the throne. But then suddenly, in Matthew chapter 1, we read that another king has come. A king, it says there, has come to rule. Let me quote verse 18 to you. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Yes, the anointed one, Jesus Christ, had arrived. And there's that Old Testament prophecy, wasn't there? Isaiah 11, verse 1. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. Who was Jesse? Well, he was David's father. And then the angel comes up to Joseph. What does the angel say to Joseph? Well, verse 20, look down at it if you've got your Bibles open. We read this. As Joseph considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph was called a son of David. And that meant legally, as the father of Jesus, Jesus was also in David's line. And then what does Joseph do? Well, he names the child Jesus. And that actually legally constituted the child as a descendant of David. You see, Jesus the king had at last arrived, and he'd arrived to rule. Let me tell you a story about an admiral. There's once an admiral on his... Are your hands getting tired there? Put them down a bit. Stand there for a minute. There's once an admiral on his flagship. The flagship was called HMS Hero. And suddenly something appeared on the radar. And then on the bridge of that flagship, a voice was heard calling HMS Hero, alter your course 10 degrees starboard. And the flagship made a response. Refuse. You alter your course 10 degrees starboard. Again, the voice came back on the bridge, calling HMS Hero, very urgent, alter your course 10 degrees starboard. And the Admiral's a bit fed up at this stage. And he replied like this. This is Admiral Sir James Munsden Blathwaite. You alter your course 10 degrees starboard. I am a battleship. And then a reply came back. This is Able Seaman Jones. You alter your course 10 degrees starboard immediately. I am a lighthouse. And there was no option but for the Admiral in his battleship, HMS Hero, to change his direction where he was going. And in a similar way, because Jesus, let's hold this up again, came as a king, he's the King of Kings. As he came as a king to rule, that means each one of us need to alter the direction of our lives, to live under him as the King of Kings. You would never have guessed, would you, in the circumstances, the birth of a tiny baby, that there was the King of the Ages, the King of Kings. But we can't ignore that baby because he was the king. No, you and I must submit to him and alter our lives' direction and course because Jesus came to rule as king. Right, you can sit down and have a rest. Let's have two more volunteers to the other side. Fairly tall people. Yes, let's have you two there. Thanks. Great, have that one there. Go stand. Let's have you standing by Richard again over there. Come and stand. Hold those up nice and high. Well, I'd put it a bit lower than that. It'd be very tiring to do that way. Yes, Jesus came as king to rule, but also he came as a saviour to to rescue. Just listen to what the angel said in verse 21. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And the name Jesus means God saves, or God to rescue. And you know, you can't think about Christmas without thinking about the cross. Last night, church was fairly full, hundreds of here. What were you doing? We were gathering around the Lord's table here, taking bread and wine. We are celebrating Christmas Day, the arrival of it, but we are also looking ahead to the death of Jesus and rejoicing in that. Perhaps you went to post some Christmas cards this year. You put your Christmas card into the post box, and as you do it, you see on the little bit of paper or metal which is put into the post box, it gives the times when there aren't deliveries. And as you post your letter, you see the name Good Friday written on the post box. It's very appropriate because you can't think about Christmas without thinking about Good Friday. And the baby born in the stable was born to die. He came to die for us. You see, the Saviour was born to rescue you and I. Perhaps some of you have heard of the novelist A.S. Byatt. I found something very interesting she said. She was somebody who won the Booker Prize in 1990, wrote that novel, Possession. And this is what A.S. Byatt said. Just listen quietly, those who hold her. I accept the Christmas story, but I reject the atonement. I do not need it or want it. How very sad that A.S. Byatt can write that. Because you can't have one without the other. You can't have Christmas without the crucifixion. You can't have Bethlehem without Calvary. Now, you and I are born to live, aren't we? But the baby Jesus, the Saviour, was born to die. To die to rescue you and I. Jesus came as a Saviour to rescue us. And then one of the last verses of our reading, we read this. His name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And we can only say that God is with us as we recognise that he came as the King to rule and as the Saviour to rescue. You see, this is the one lasting message of Christmas. There's a King and there's a Saviour. A King ruling and a Saviour rescuing. Let's make sure, amidst all the trappings of Christmas today, yes, we enjoy the food, the presents and so on, let's make sure that we remember and rejoice in and celebrate the real lasting message of Christmas, that there's a King and that there's a Saviour. Thanks so much. Let's be very quiet and just pause for a prayer a minute. As we sit, let's be very quiet as far as possible. Whatever our age, let's think about how there is one thing which survives the test of time. Lord, we want to ask your forgiveness that so often we forget the true and real meaning of Christmas. We get pulled in by all the other little things which aren't the essential message. And we ask that today, whatever our age, whatever our background, whatever our nationality, that we would rejoice in the birth of a Saviour to rescue us and the birth of a King to reign and rule over us. Help us to find this Christmas day to be very special as we think back to the real meaning of Christmas. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.